The work of Hassel taught us how to choose a preferred conformation for cyclohexanes and for decalins. An extension of this procedure enables us to choose preferred conformations for polycyclohexanic systems. For example, the steroid nucleus, which consists of 3 6-membered rings joined together, has a unique 3-chair conformation, which is the preferred conformation. In order that I may explain to you the conformational analysis of the steroid nucleus, I must first of all introduce the nucleus and tell you a little about nomenclature. You see 2 angular methyl groups, and these angular methyl groups are thickened in the formula here. This thickening means that they are pointing towards us from the plane of the paper. This applies also to other substituents which have the thickened bonds. Substituents with the dashed bonds, on the other hand, are pointing away from us, away from the plane of the paper. We designate the first kind of substituent beta. They are on the top side of the molecule, and we indicate the second kind of substituent as alpha, and they are on the underneath side of the molecule. You see clearly the 2 angular methyl groups on the top beta side of the molecule, and you see the alpha side of the molecule, the underneath side, where there are no methyl groups. The consequence of having 2 methyl groups on the top side of the molecule and no methyl groups on the underneath side is that reagents tend to attack the steroid molecule from the underneath side, that's the alpha side, rather than from the top side, which is the beta side. You often find a hydroxyl group at the 3 position, that is this carbon atom here. And this is usually in a beta configuration, that is to say it's on the same side of the molecule as the angular methyl group. Now you'll notice something interesting about this beta hydroxyl group. It is of course equatorial and not axial. If we make the alternative epimeric alcohol, the 3-alpha hydroxy compound, then you see the hydroxyl group is now on the opposite side of the molecule to the methyl group, but it is now axial. We can represent these molecules in 3-dimensional drawings on paper. And I've done this on the next sheet that I wish to show you. You see in this drawing the 3 6-membered rings joined together in chair conformation attached to the 5-membered ring. You see also the 2 angular methyl groups, and you see this hydroxyl